A new batch of data on Wisconsin schools is bringing more attention to Milwaukee's achievement gap. Federal and state officials released statistics this week that show, in particular, MPS has a lot of work to do to help more students graduate. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains one initiative leaders are hoping can help. It has to do with a school calendar.
The good news? Wisconsin boasts the sixth highest graduation rate in the country. The bad news is the state also has the biggest gap between black and white students who finish high school in 4 years. The State Department of Public Instruction also announced Tuesday that only one out of every five MPS students is considered proficient in English, science, and social studies. The numbers are slightly worse for math. All of this is to say it's clear that even though MPS won't be considered failing by the state this year, the district still needs significant improvement.
Not all kids learn at the same rate, and that's especially true in Milwaukee. So we want to give young people an opportunity to graduate on time.
That's State Superintendent Tony Evers. He's working with MPS on a proposal to give kids that extra time to learn by expanding Milwaukee's academic calendar. Right now, public schools can't start classes until after Labor Day. This fix would allow MPS to start before that date and give the district additional time at the end of the year, meaning school could be in session here for longer than the state requirement of 180 days. Evers says the additional days would create space for credit recovery programs. Those programs provide extra time for kids entering high school to catch up or those leaving high school to finish their work. So, if a student is short credits to graduate, he or she could spend extra days
either working at courses that a student had failed or part of the course.
For example, if a student failed a unit in math, he or she could stay a few extra days at the end of the year to complete the work. Even though the shift could require funding changes, Evers says they would not be seismic. The shift wouldn't necessarily mean more money to MPS. Instead, the state might give the district some of its summer money in May before graduation.
You know, out of a $5 billion state budget for education, this is like a gnat on an elephant. This is not going to mean a huge increase in expenditures. MPS already does summer school. They already do credit recovery. This is getting it in the right place and giving it the flexibility that they need in order to succeed.
Evers will include the calendar extension idea in his budget proposal to the governor in a few weeks. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.